Today we're doing an easy to follow beginner yoga class. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Namaste Yoga, episode number 272. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're doing another beginner's class, and this is an easy to follow beginner yoga class. Great for beginners, but also for beginner's mind. We're going to be doing a lot of teaching around ease today. So I personally think any good beginner's class is taught on two levels, one for the absolute beginner and two for the really advanced yogis who can drop into beginner's mind and receive those teachings on a really deep level. And so I really truly believe that I teach a beginner's class on both those levels, and there's going to be some really great teachings on ease today to go with the easy to follow part. So stay tuned for both. I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I am wearing long black leggings, and underneath my coat, because we're outside today, I'm wearing a long gray bamboo top with the Om symbol on it. And actually my new to me repurposed Shanti, the Shanti Collective restrung my grandma's pearls for me into, I'll hold it up because it's not showing up in the shot, into a mala for me. So actually that brings me to my next point, which is we are just over the 24,000 mark in terms of subscribers on my personal YouTube channel, which is Dr. Dr. Melissa West on YouTube, YouTube/Dr. Melissa West. And when we get to 25,000 subscribers, and I'll be doing a yoga video, a video specifically for this on my channel as well, and we'll be giving instructions on how to enter this contest. But when we get to 25,000 subscribers, I recently went to a workshop here in Victoria, BC, and I made a mala that we'll be giving away when we get to 25,000 subscribers. So I just wanted to show that to you now. It's really beautiful. It has blue lace agate on the end, which is a beautiful stone, and it has tiger's eye, in it. And also, what is the name of this stone? I'll have to look it up, but it's another beautiful stone in it. And, it's a beautiful mala that we'll be giving away that I made. And I've infused it, I've been meditating with it and infusing it with really beautiful energy, and we infused it with beautiful energy that night as well. So make sure you subscribe to our channel when we get to 25,000 subscribers on YouTube at Dr. Melissa West, because I know a lot of other people put out our videos on their channel too. But make sure you come on over to my YouTube channel and subscribe on my YouTube channel. And then we'll also be giving specific instructions for this giveaway, and we'll be doing a draw for this mala at 25,000 subscribers. Okay. I also have thanks also to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you'll need we know when you're a beginner you don't have a lot of props, but if you have a yoga block, that would be great. If not, you can use some pillows and things. You're going to need a wall, maybe a chair or a folded blanket would be good, and that should be good. But thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. Today's testimonial comes to us from Patricia, from a member of our membership site, Patricia, via email. And Tim wants me to mention where we are. We are at Government House in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. So Patricia says, thank you for your site. I found it by way of Yoga Yak. And I found Yoga Yak accidentally when looking for yoga on YouTube. And I am in my 60s, so that's also why I wanted to mention that I have my own YouTube channel, because we are really grateful to Mikel for putting out our yoga videos. He does a great job of distributing them. But I also want you all to know that we have our own YouTube channel too, where we distribute our content every week too. A lot of people watch me on Yoga Yak, I know. So we are grateful to Mikel for putting our content out. So Patricia says, I am in my 60s and I have known about yoga for a while and took some classes for a few years. The way it is usually taught, I'd always wonder why yoga seemed to be just a kind of gymnastics. From your site, I now understand the difference, and there is more to yoga than the asanas or the yoga poses. I enjoy the new video with Erica. So she's talking about a series on our membership site that we have called Just Like Me. And this is kind of like Tim's calling it a podcast within the membership site, where I'm actually interviewing our members. And people are going kind of crazy for this, actually, on our membership site. It's where I interview the members, and then they get to hear the stories of our members, how they found yoga, how they found Namaste Yoga, why they became members, what their favorite parts of the membership site are, and then how yoga's transformed their lives, what they do outside of yoga in their lives, and where they live in the world. Because we have yoga members and students all around the world, so it's really great to hear about where they live in the world. So Patricia's saying that she really liked watching that interview, and people are really loving those interviews. And she said, I will explore more classes on the site. That is a great thing about those interviews, that people are seeing the site from a whole new perspective now, from the perspective of our members. So I'll figure out how to post on a thread. I'm not good at computers yet. I think, do we have a video on how to post on the membership site? Tim has all these tech tutorials. Yeah, maybe I'll send one to her. But I'm also shy about that too. I enjoy looking at the comments, and I'm grateful to find there are many others who are looking for answers about the purpose of their life. There are probably a lot of members like me who enjoy the classes but don't participate in the discussions. Just wanted you to know that I love your classes and use your site often. Trying to stay healthy and happy. You are an inspiration and a wonderful resource. Namaste. Okay, so that's our testimonial today. And now I'm going to let you know what to expect in today's class by giving you a preview of the whole class. Okay, so we'll begin the class, and I'll get you to begin the class. You can even start to come towards this by lying down, and I'll give you some specific instructions for lying down and who shouldn't be doing this, because people with back problems and people who are pregnant shouldn't be here. And then we're going to do a breath practice here as well. And from here, we're going to do a side bend lying down. So you'll be able to take both arms overhead. I have a shoulder injury right now that prevents me from taking both arms overhead. And then from here, we're going to do a recline twist. So that looks like taking your arms out to the side and then taking your legs to the other side. And I'll be doing this really slow so that it's easy to follow. That's what the whole class is about. And then we're going to come up, and we're going to be doing a side bend here like this. And I'll be doing it nice and slow so that it's easy for you to follow, with lots of step-by-step instructions. And then we are going to come up to standing, and you're going to do another side bend. And then you're going to come to your wall. And I don't have a wall, so you have to imagine that I have a wall. And you'll bring your legs up the wall. And I'll tell you who shouldn't be doing that and contraindications, and I'll give you options for people who can't do that. Oh, this grass is so wet. And then after that, we're going to be doing bridge pose here. And then we're going to do that same twist that I showed you. And then we're going to finish with child's pose.
I'll give lots of options here to make space for your bellies and for knee injuries and ankle injuries and stuff. And then you will finish lying on your back, which is where you're going to start. So let's talk about starting here. So start with lying on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, because if you have any low back issues, this is how you want to start. Any slip disc, herniated disc, back problems, start with your knees bent, your feet on the flat on the floor, and you'll actually stay here. You may even want to press into your feet, lengthen out through your tailbone, and then lower your pelvis down again. And then tuck your shoulder blades underneath you, turn your palms up. If your chin is higher than your forehead, you can always place a pillow underneath your head so that your forehead and chin are on the same level and your neck has more ease. Just see what works best in your body. If you're pregnant, after the first trimester, you can't lie on your back, so you need to lie on your side. And then if you don't have any of these issues, you may choose to lengthen your legs out here. And you're going to stay here lying on your back, and I'm going to sit up and lead you through a guided relaxation and breath practice to begin here. So just relax here. Okay, so take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. We're both going to allow ourselves to arrive here now. At Government House, the grounds are kept by volunteers. And so we've tried to find... One of the challenges of outdoor filming is trying to find spots to film where now there's a lawnmower going or some kind of power, a tractor. So these are the challenges of outdoor filming, is finding quiet spots to film. So we've looked at three locations this morning, and then we finally had to try and find one. When we got to Government House, all the volunteers are here and the grounds are kept by volunteers. So it was bums in the air everywhere here when we got to the grounds. So we found a spot. Actually, Tim, I would love for you to pan. Like, it's just like on the edge of a parking lot, which is rammed with all the volunteers' cars. And like, it's the only spot where there aren't a ton of volunteers around. But the view is, we found a nice little view. And we thought, okay, well, this is the quiet spot. Okay, so once we set up, like about 5 minutes within us setting up, about 15 volunteers came and sat down within 10 feet from us to have their tea. So if you hear background noise, it's just a bunch of lovely volunteers chatting away over the tea now. So we're having tea with them. Yes, real yoga for real people. It's why you don't get voiceovers, and it's why this class is easy to follow, because we actually do it at the pace that it happens. So that's part of the exchange. So you're going to get some background noise, but it's going to be easy to follow. And it's why you keep coming back, because we keep it real. And when people ask for be real, it's why we don't have it, because it's just what's happening here. So, okay, we're going to take another breath, because I feel like that was a rather long rant. Here we go. For me, we're going to have one together. Okay, so that breath is to be grateful for all the people that volunteer all their time to make these grounds really beautiful for us. This is one of the most beautiful places in the city that I live in, and we spend an awful lot of time here. We live in an apartment. I'm going on again. And we often come here in the evenings because we don't have a backyard and walk the grounds, because it's like our backyard. So we love it here. We don't just film here. Okay, here we're going to do, if I haven't lost you, we are going to do some yoga. We're going to do three-part breath. It's a beautiful breath practice. Everybody can do it. If you have any reason why you can't hold your breath, for example, if you're pregnant, then you're just going to keep the breath continuous. You won't do the pauses. But what you're going to do is you're going to start by inhaling into your belly. Then you're going to pause. Then you're going to inhale into your rib cage. You're going to pause. Then you're going to inhale into your upper chest. You're going to pause and be full of air. And then you're going to let go in one smooth exhalation. Okay, inhale into your belly. Pause. Inhale into your rib cage. Pause. Inhale into your upper chest. Pause and be full of air. And then exhale, let go of all your tension. Inhale into your belly. Pause. Inhale into your rib cage. Pause. Inhale into your upper chest. Pause, be full of air. And then exhale, let go of all the stress. Letting go of all the stress of finding a location today. Inhale into your belly. Pause. Inhale into your rib cage. Pause. Inhale into your upper chest. Pause. Be full of air. And exhale, letting go of all the worry about all the background noise on this video. Inhale into your belly. Pause. Inhale into your rib cage. Pause. Inhale into your upper chest. Pause. Exhale, let go of all of the anxiety. And then one more time, breathe into your belly. Pause. Breathe into your rib cage. Pause, and then breathe into your upper chest. Pause and be full of air. And then exhale, let go of any remaining tension. And then stay lying on your back. And this one is going to be a reclined side bend. If you have any side herniations in your vertebra of your spine, especially in your lumbar spine, then you want to avoid this one. You really shouldn't be doing a side bend because it's going to open up the side of your spine and then it's going to let out that herniation more. So I would avoid this one if you have a side herniation in your discs. Ouch. Oh, that was a twig with a rose thorn that went right in my thumb. Ouch. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to inhale. You're going to take both arms overhead. So both arms are going to go overhead. And then you're going to side bend to your left. Take your body to your left. And with your body bending to your left, bring your awareness. Notice what's happening on the right side of your body, from your shoulders to your hip, all the way down to your foot. And then also feel your breath in the right side of your body. So close your eyes and tune into how this posture feels in your body. The felt sensation of this posture. And then come back to the center. And with both arms overhead still, so your left arm will be overhead as well, you're going to bend to the right side with your torso. And again, close your eyes. Tune into the sensations in your body, particularly from your shoulder down to your hip, down to your pelvis, all the way down to your foot. Feel what's happening in the left side of your body. And breathe into the left side of your body here. And then come back to the center. And you're going to take your arms out to the side. And bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And we're going to do that recline twist that I showed you. So this one, you want to be careful if you have high or low blood pressure, headaches, menstruation, or diarrhea. So have your arms out to the side here. It can be really helpful if you take a cushion between your knees or a yoga block, if you have a yoga block, because that will keep the alignment between your knees, ankles, and hips good, so that they... It's really good for your SI joints so that there's not a lot of torquing that happens there. So your arms are out in a soft T at shoulder height, not higher. And then you're going to press into your feet, lift your pelvis, move your pelvis over to the right side of your mat, and then bring your knees over to the left side of your mat. And when you do that, you want to keep your knees stacked, so one on top of each other. Now, what you might notice here when you do that, because of shoulder tension, is that your shoulders are pretty high up off the ground. So two things you can do here is bring your left shoulder out and forward and turn your breastbone up towards the ceiling, so you can kind of scoot that towards more to the left and reach your breastbone up towards the ceiling, and that should help to drop it. But probably there's too much tightness across your chest and in your shoulders to bring that right shoulder to the ground. So what you're going to need to do is fill the space here with a blanket or a pillow, and nothing wrong with you. You just need to raise the floor a little bit. So you're going to do that. But the most important thing is you keep your knees stacked here so that you don't get into your SI joint shearing there. So you're going to breathe here. You look over your right shoulder, inhaling and exhaling. Each time you breathe out, allow yourself to release any tension and let go. And then find a way to let this posture out of your body on this side and come back to the center. Press into your feet, lift your pelvis and bring it back to the center. And then we'll repeat this on the other side. So that soft T again. Press into your feet, lift your pelvis, bring it over to the left side of your mat. And then lower your knees over to the right side of your mat. Again, making sure you've got that stacking of your knees here. And then filling the space underneath your shoulder with a cushion or a blanket. And you can scoot your right shoulder out towards the right a little bit more and turn your breastbone up towards the ceiling. For the twist. Twists are great for letting go of tension and helping to find ease in your body. Breathing out. And then find a way to let this posture out of your body. Come back to the center and press into your feet. Bring your pelvis back to the center. And from here, you're going to roll to your side and make your way up onto all fours. And from all fours, we're going to come up onto your knees. You're going to stand on your knees. Okay, so standing on your knees, we're going to do gate pose, Parigasana. This one, if you have high blood pressure, again, sciatica, knee, hip, or groin injuries, you want to be, these are contraindications to this pose. Just be careful how they feel in your body. Always, you know, when I started the beginner classes, I've got 10 tips on my blog post, on my FAQ page under my About on my site. If you check that, we have 10 tips for beginners before you start online yoga classes. And one of them is to make sure you talk to your doctor and find out what you can and can't do. So that's a really good idea. Okay, so you're standing here. You're going to take your right leg out to the side, point your toes forward. You want to find your hip bone in your pubic bone. Draw your pubic bone in line with your hip bone. So for me, mine's pointing back, so I need to draw it forward. Yours may not be. Also, you need to make sure your hip bones are in line so that if one's torquing back like mine, I needed to bring mine forward. So just make sure they're in line front to back, side to side. And that's going to be different for everybody too. Then you're going to take both arms overhead and you're going to side bend over your long leg, so towards your right. Now, when you do that, you're opening up your left side body. You want to make sure your right hand is either above or below your knee, but not resting on your kneecap, because that's going to put undue pressure on the knee joint. So either above or below your knee. And then you're going to breathe here. And we're talking all about easy to follow today. So it's about finding that place of effortlessness and non-doing. So that means finding a place of physical ease in this posture. So if you find yourself, especially beginners, you know, it's tempting to effort into the pose. So see if you can back off and find a place of physical ease where you're experiencing something happening in the posture. So that would be in this pose, again, finding a space where something is, sensation is happening between probably your shoulder and your hip bone. Again, feeling something happening in your side body, but there's still physical ease. And then inhale and come on back up, and we'll switch sides. So now your right leg is going to come directly underneath you, and you're going to take your left leg out to the side with your toes pointing straight ahead. And again, let's level out your pelvis. So another alignment that I didn't give on the other side is top to bottom for those hip bones, those iliac crests in your pelvis. So I noticed that my left iliac crest was way higher than my right, so I'm going to just lower it down, front to back, pubic bone, make sure that it's not further back or further forward. Wow, the tea house just emptied out now too. There are a lot of people here today. Government House is a really beautiful place. If you ever come to visit our beautiful city, Victoria, BC, make sure you come and visit Government House. It's a beautiful place. Okay, so you're going to inhale, take both arms overhead again, and then you're going to exhale, and you're going to side bend over your left leg. And again, make sure that your hand either rests either below or above your knee, so there's no weight being put on your knee joint. And in your bodies, your left arm is going to be over your head in a straight line. So I have frozen shoulder right now, so that doesn't happen in my body. So you're going to imagine that happening in my body. And I'm just going to do the side bend, I don't know, something like this. Tim likes that. Thank you for the encouragement, my love. So, again, finding that place of physical ease, that effortless effort. So you'll feel something happening in your side body between your right shoulder and your right hip. Breathing. And when you have physical ease, you'll experience amazing mental clarity and emotional ease too. So it's a beautiful place to come into. Okay, and then find a way out of this posture. We're going to come to a comfortable seated position, so you can sit in a chair. You can come to kneeling on a block, or you can sit cross-legged on a cushion or elevated on a blanket. Okay, so sit in such a way that your spine is straight and your head is back over your shoulders, and then just turn your palms down on your lap. Close your eyes to receive the teachings for today. In our culture of busy, there is enough to keep up with without having difficulty with following your yoga class. In our yoga class today, we question the need to live this way on and off our yoga mats. We question our assumptions about stress, struggle, and effort, whether it be on our yoga mat or in our lives. And I'm going to ask you to set an intention to find ease and effortlessness. When we become conscious that our life, let alone our yoga, is filled with strain, we open up to the possibility for awareness and a different choice. Quite often, we are not aware of chronic tension and stress because it is culturally normal, accepted, unquestioned, taken as necessary, and even a positive attribute. Ingrid Bachi facetiously says, "Everywhere I turn, people hold on to stress like children clutching their precious lollipops." Indeed, our culture actually rewards stress. The more competitive you are, the more you are rewarded. The more you accumulate, the more recognition you receive in our culture. Today, in our easy-to-follow yoga class, we are going to cultivate the opposite. We are going to become conscious of our felt sensations in our body, and we've already been doing that. We are going to focus on how to feel ease in our bodies. We are going to set the intention to move with less tension. This might be a major change in the way you experience your body. Ingrid Bachi, author of Effortless Living, states, quote, "There is no proven relationship between being in a rush and being vocationally successful." When Friedman and Rosenman researched the relationship between type A personality and professional accomplishment, they found no significant correlation. End quote. When we put too much focus on effort and doing, four things happen. Number one, we get over-focused on the results and forget how we are feeling inside. Number two, we tend to act from a place of anxiety and tension. Number three, we project our tension outwards and thinking that it is the project, person, or situation that is making us tense. Number four, we assume that getting the job done is linked with the tension, and so we accept that tension is normal. Alternatively, when we come from a place of effortless ease, four rather positive things happen. Number one, we focus more on how we feel inside rather than the results that we want to achieve. Number two, our attention stays on the inner calm rather than the anxiety. Number three, external pressures become a way to steady our internal balance and composure. Number four, we keep our attention on finding ease, creativity, and enjoyment in our activities. Today, we will set the intention to have being at ease in our bodies more important than getting something done. We will allow ourselves to be deeply and totally absorbed in the sensation of what is happening in our bodies. We will let go of comparison and thinking about how other people see us. There is no rush here or the struggle to achieve anything. If you're feeling it in your body, then you're doing the yoga. So go ahead now and reflect on these teachings and form an intention for what you would like to receive from the rest of this yoga class. And once you've formed your intention, you can go ahead and wiggle and stretch out a little bit and meet me standing up. Okay, so from standing, you're going to take your feet underneath your iliac crest, your breastbone. And then you're going to reach your legs straight down, lengthen up through your spine, nice and tall. And you're going to inhale. You're going to take both of your arms overhead. Imagine that both of my arms are overhead. And you're going to breathe in. And again, if you have a side herniation on your spine, then you're going to avoid this pose as well. This class is really not good if you have side herniation. And you're going to side bend to one side. And you're going to focus only on one thing, on how you feel on the inside, the quality of your internal state. So don't worry about how far you can go here or what you look like in this pose. If you're feeling it, you're doing it. And so you want to be feeling it in your side body again, between your shoulder and your hip bones. That's where you're going to be mostly feeling it. Inhale, come back up to standing and then lower your arms down. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And then we'll go and do this on the other side. Breathe in. Reach both arms overhead and you're going to breathe in. Exhale, sigh, bend over the side. And again, let go of any impression of comparison of what you think other people might think you look like in this pose, of what you've seen other people look like in this pose. And again, drop inwards into your own experience of what's happening for you in this pose. How does it feel along your side body from your hip up to your shoulder? What's happening for you? And then you come on back to center and lower your arms down again. Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Okay, from here, we're going to come down onto the ground. You're going to move your mat to against a wall or a tree. And you're going to scoot your butt right up against a wall. So you'll put your butt right up against the edge of your mat and right up against the edge of the wall. So you don't want to be doing this if you have glaucoma or back injuries. So it's a straight leg forward fold. So if you have herniated discs, any disc issues, then it would be better for you to do legs on a chair, because then it would be bent legs. That would be a lot better position for you. So you're going to get yourself right up against where your butt's right against the wall, right against the edge of the mat, and then you're going to swing your legs around so that your legs are up the wall. Oh, that's my mic pack, not anything else. Okay, and you're going to end up here with your legs at the wall. And this is a great posture to let go of tension and find ease here. Okay, so you stay here with legs at the wall And I'm going to come out of this pretend demonstration of legs up the wall. So let tranquility and relaxation be your backdrop here. And when we focus on ease and finding ease, it's that we cherish relaxation more than achieving a result. So there's an intention to focus on releasing the addiction to effort. So as you rest with your legs up the wall here, allow yourself to let go of effort. Okay, so take a deep breath in, let it fall out of your mouth, and to come out of legs up the wall, bend your knees and slowly roll to your right side. Pause there for a moment. And then you're going to probably move your mat away from the wall. And you're going to lie on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If you have a yoga block, we'll be using that. If you don't, grab a few pillows. We'll be using that. Okay, so lying on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor with your pillows or your block close by. And you're going to press, have your feet hip bone width apart, knees, ankles, hips, all in one straight line. You're going to press into your feet until your pelvis lifts off the ground. And then you're going to place your block underneath your pelvis. So it doesn't need to be high. Placing it on the lowest level is probably great because remember, our intention is to find ease here. And this is a great posture to find ease. Bridge pose, Setu Bandhasana. So breathe right up into your chest here. Allow this part of your body to open and allow stress to just fall right off you here. Okay, so from here, you're going to press into your feet, lift up off that block or pillow, but hang on to it, place it between your knees. We're going to do that twist that we did at the beginning again. You're going to take your arms out to the side, So they're at about a soft T at about the level of your shoulders or a little bit lower. And you're going to press into your feet, lift your pelvis again, and then lower it down over at the left side of your mat. Bring your knees up and over to the right side of your mat and make sure that they stay stacked. Look over the left side of your shoulder. If you need to fill the space on your underneath your left shoulder, then you can do that. You can lift and pull your right shoulder out, turn your breastbone up towards the ceiling. Notice if that's easier at the end of the class. And then you're going to find your way back to the center. Press into your feet. Lift your pelvis and bring it back to the middle. And then you're going to press into your feet again. Lift your pelvis, bring it over to the right side of your mat. And then lower your knees over to the left side of your mat. And so you're doing the twist on the other side. You can lift and pull your shoulder out to the left side a little bit. Turn your breastbone up towards the ceiling. And you can fill the space underneath your right shoulder if there's some space there. But you might notice even in my body now, at the end of the class, after all that side bending, that there's a lot more flexibility in my spine now and a lot less space there. So it works. Imagine dropping into your body and noticing what it feels like on the inside. And then find a way out of the posture. Press into your feet, untuck your pelvis, put the block or cushion off to the side, and you're going to actually, let me show the modification for the next pose first. If you have any ankle or knee issues, the way you're going to do child's pose is on your back by drawing your knees into your chest, holding onto the backs of your knees. If you have a belly that is making it difficult to do this pose, then I would recommend doing this pose by opening your knees so that you make space for your belly. Okay, so that's the modification for the next pose. Everybody else is going to come onto your all fours, so you can roll to your side and make your way up onto all fours. And what I'm going to recommend for this one is that we all make space for our bellies and our breath by opening our knees wide in this one. So we'll do a wide-legged child's pose. And you're going to hinge forward from your hips and fold forward with both arms out long in front of you. Now, you can always do a few modifications here too. If it's difficult to reach your head all the way to the ground, you can put a cushion underneath your head. You could also roll up a towel or a blanket and put it underneath between your knees here. If it's uncomfortable between your ankles and the ground, you can always put a rolled towel or blanket underneath your ankles as well. So those are a few modifications for that pose. You're going to fold forward here, and in this pose, focus on the sensations in your low back, and even imagine breathing right into your low back here. And then slowly make your way back up to seated. If you're already on your back, stay on your back, because you're going to rest back for Shavasana now. And for Shavasana, we'll go over, if you're pregnant, you're going to lie on your side. If you have back issues, you're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. And you're going to stay resting in Shavasana. And I'm going to sit up and finish the class by reading you. It's not really a poem today, it's more of an excerpt. I chose this excerpt because it's written by, it was written a long time ago. It was written by Max Ehrman in 1872. He lived in 1872 to 1945. So it was read to me at the end of a yoga class one time, and I thought, wow, that it really touched me. And it's called Desiderata. So I remember when it was read to me that a lot of parts of it really resonated with me. And then there were some parts that also didn't. So that kind of speaks well to what I, when I read to you. If it resonates with you, great, let it drop in. And then if it doesn't, just let it go. But I feel that the most of this speaks to our theme of ease, easy to follow, finding ease, letting go of effort, letting go of our addiction to efforting through things rather than finding ease. So here we go. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. I like that part. Avoid loud and aggressive persons, for they are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be a greater and a lesser person than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let not this blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly to the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in the sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him, and this is my addition, or her, to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its shame, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. Isn't that great? Such a great little list of advice, if ever there was one. Okay, so take a deep breath in and let it fall out of your mouth. And I'm impressed. This class on ease was surprisingly challenging from the beginning, putting it together, like writing it, filming it, the whole thing. That is how the world works sometimes. It was like, remember that class we did on flexibility, Tim? It was the Benefits of Yoga series, and we did that class on flexibility. And oh my God, we had to film that over like 5 hours in 2 different locations. We had lunch and a nap in between. It was like, sometimes when you choose these themes that are like, okay, so this class was supposed to be easy, and then like it was not from the beginning to the end. It's like kind of like one of those cosmic jokes. So just reflect back on the class and notice what you're taking away from it. So, you know, I think it's like, it reminds me also of that class that I did. It was one of my favorite classes too. It was in the Durga series, and it was on the discipline of grace. And I think that it takes a great deal of discipline in our culture to find ease. And it can be as much of an intention as anything else to be focused on ease. You know, we have to let go of doing as much as we have to embrace ease. And it can be a challenge. So bend your knees, roll to your side, and make your way up to seated. So if you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to our channel. My channel is Dr. Melissa West on YouTube. And if you know somebody else who would benefit from this show, this easy to follow yoga class and this theme of finding ease, then by all means, share it with your friends, your family members, your coworkers. And today's question to answer in the comments, because I love hearing from you and I love hearing about your experience, is, what is your big takeaway from this class? What's one small thing you're going to do in your life this week to find a little bit more ease? Not a big, huge change the world kind of thing, but just one small thing you're going to do to find ease. And if you did like this beginner's yoga class, then we do have almost 30 other beginner's yoga classes. We have, with this one, I think it will be 27 now, maybe 20, even 28 beginner's yoga classes on our playlist on YouTube, and we will link to them in the show notes so you can find those, and we're adding new ones all the time. So also, we would love to have you as a member on our membership site, where we have value-added content, support for your personal yoga practice, and also a community of like-minded yogis from all around the world. Now, we are adding content for beginners too on our beginners on our yoga site. So for example, we have a new member this week who is a beginner, and one of the things that you get when on the membership site is really a lot of access to me. So on our Ask Melissa section, you can ask a question and I will answer it within 24 hours. So on my video blogs, I'll answer a question, but the turnaround time for that is about 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah, it's months. And your question has to pertain to a really large audience. So I am not really able to answer a question if it's really specific anymore. It really has to pertain to a really large audience. But on our membership site, if you ask a question, I answer it within 24 hours. So we had a member who's brand new, and he actually had a bunch of questions about being a beginner, about some knee issues that he was having, and I answered that right away. Also, we have a new section, a new library on our membership section called Postures and Pranayama. And it introduces a yoga posture one at a time. It's a library. And each posture will cover, it's great for beginners, benefits, contraindications, props, modifications, static, vinyasa, so static and moving, supportive connective tissue practices. So this is a really big part of the value-added content that we have on the membership site. So we use soft foam rollers, we use balls, soft foam rollers and balls. It's a great way to find way more increased mobility in your body and also really much deeper breathing. We do a lot of brain yoga that is just fantastic for laying down new neural pathways and creating way more connection between your right and left hemispheres of your brains. We do focus through all the koshas, your physical body, your breath body, your emotional feeling body, your thought body, and your spirit body. I go into the Ayurvedic connection, the traditional Chinese medicine connection, the deities and gods and goddesses, the focus with each posture, the chakras, the moon phases, quotes from the Yoga Sutras, and quotes from the Bhagavad Gita. And I'm also getting into the archetypes and the shadow sides of each posture. So it's a great for beginners because it gives them a really comprehensive view of each posture. So we'd love to have you as a member. And it's a great place to be. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.